reuse shed was a very popular service and facility at the Balladoole Civic Amenity site for the north of the island. When Bride pulled out financing that amenity site, then that left a shortfall of funding, and at that point, or shortly afterwards, the reuse shed was closed to try and save a little bit of money. But it was at the expense of the people who really valued it. So Liberal Bannon have been campaigning to have it reopened ever since. And the Department of Infrastructure have now taken over the responsibility for the amenity site for the north of the island, because there's still no proper resolution of the funding, and with Bride pulling out. And we're now asking the Department of Infrastructure to take steps to have the reuse sheds reopened as soon as possible.
And why does the party want the reuse shed opened? I imagine there's a myriad of reasons, but are you able to summarise them?
Well, the main thing is it's a popular service, and we're also in favour of encouraging recycling. And it's the best possible way of recycling is to reuse things either as they were originally intended or repurposed for something else. And a lot of people not only valued being able to take things to the amenity site, knowing that they'd be used by somebody else, but also, you know, those people who are looking for things and maybe can't afford to go out and purchase new took advantage of that. So it benefited everybody, people wanting to dispose of things in a responsible way, and also benefiting those people who could then find a purpose for it.
As a Northern Commissioner yourself, obviously I know you're part of the Livannan Party and you're a Balaff Commissioner as well. What do residents of Balaff make it? Have you had any correspondence with any of those residents yourself, and what do they think of it? Yeah.
I brought it up at the first Balaff Parish Commissioners meeting that I attended in May after the elections, and the three commissioners that are there at the moment agreed that they would support writing to the Department of Infrastructure asking for it to be reopened. People I know in Balaff are still missing having that facility, and everyone keeps saying the sooner it's reopened, the better. And that goes for people throughout the northern parishes and Ramsey itself and Gough, because it serves all of those communities.
How are those local authorities working together? Do you know if there's any inroads into getting it open at all?
Well, at the moment, it's still very much up in the air. The Department of Infrastructure, as I said, have taken over responsibility, but it's still the staff employed by Ramsey Town Commissioners who have always been operating the site, who are carrying on operating it now on behalf of the Department of Infrastructure. So it's the Department of Infrastructure that needs to make the decision to reopen. But we're, as I say, I've brought it up at Balaff Parish Commissioners. Pauline Johns-Garrett, recently elected Liberal Bannon Commissioner for Ramsey Town Commissioner, is bringing it up at the next meeting, asking Ramsey to support writing to the DOI to have the sheds reopened as well. And I would encourage all of the different parish commissioners in the north of the island and Gough to be doing the same and bring pressure on the Department of Infrastructure to bring this service back.
Have you seen an increase in fly tipping since the reuse shed was closed?
Not personally, I'm not aware of any. I think there was a little bit of fly tipping in Bride area when the Bride residents were banned from using the amenity site. That's now resolved in terms of residents now being able to use it again, but the financing and the administration is still up in the air, and I don't think there's an official agreement still in place between the Department of Infrastructure and the Ramsey and the other parishes. I think there's an agreement drafted, but I don't think it's been signed by anybody yet, and I would encourage no one to sign that agreement until the reuse shed is reopened as part of it.
What do you make of the whole situation with the reuse shed being closed and the DOI taking over the site? From a political point of view, what do you think of the situation?
Well, the whole thing arose because of disagreement about how it should be funded, and by Bride in particular. And there's a disagreement about the way business rates operate on the island. And Bride Parish is very fortunate in the sense that they benefit from big business rate increase from the gravel quarries in the north of the island, which benefit the whole of the island. They're a facility for the whole of the island, but Bride Parish residents benefit substantially from that extra finance into the Bride Parish Commissioner's coffers. That all needs sorting out, and Liberal Vanin have also been at the forefront of asking for reform of local authority finances and the structure of local authorities themselves. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. At the last general election for Tynwald, the Chief Minister was on record at one of the meetings, Hustings meetings, saying he didn't see local authority reform as a priority, and that's been evident over the last 4 or 5 years. So hopefully it'll be an issue at the next general election campaign.
And do you think the NCAS for potential candidates in the north, obviously because it doesn't just affect Ramsey residents, it affects residents in the rural areas as well, do you think this will become an election point for those candidates thinking about standing as well?
Well, the longer it's left unresolved, then yes, you know, if it's still an issue at the in September 2026, then yes, I think it will be quite a strong campaign issue.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.